in the parched desert, the Berbers, the ancient nomadic tribe of the Sahara, showed me the key to their survival in this inhospitable land. Every Berber has a mental map of just what's where.
And this is a real skill of these Berber families. This knowledge that's just passed down from generation to generation of knowing where these wells are in the desert, these underground pockets of water. And it's that knowledge that really means these guys are the ultimate Sahara Desert survivors.
In Panama, the Emberá tribe, who have lived and survived in this jungle for centuries, take something much stronger than water.
Wow, it's like a great cocktail.
Mm.
Mm. I have an embarrassing weakness for pina coladas, and this is, I think, going to rival the pina coladas.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
Okay.
What they didn't tell me is that they add the saliva from the village elders to help it ferment. I think I need something to clear my head. In many cultures, it's polite to accept your host's hospitality, even when it's a goat's private parts on offer.
He's going to cut into that, and then he's going to eat one of them. And then as a... in honour of his guest, he wants to give me the other one.
It's traditional for Berber men to eat goat's testicles. They're thought to enhance fertility, and it's certainly going to be a test of my manhood.
That hurts just looking at it. Merci. Merci. No. I must say, I've never eaten raw goat's testicles before. Merci, Mohamed.